Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
Nobody else can do my job like I can. Hey, I'm a man. Hey, I know where everything is on my desk.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The last time we heard from playwright and songwriter Ethan Lipton, he was playing the role of a guy whose job has been outsourced to Mars. That music theater work called No Place to Go won an Obie Award. It was pointed, ludicrous, and very funny. Now, Ethan Lipton and his orchestra, as he rather grandly calls his quartet, are back with a new album called Raw Milk. And while there's no single narrative this time, you do get lots of short stories about New York and artisanal hipster culture and Rahm Emanuel and maturing, or not. Ethan Lipton and his orchestra are going to start us off with a song from that album. This one's called Huh? What?
I think my hearing is fine. I think we might have a mumbling issue in the house. I think somebody's gotten a little indulgent with the mumbling. I look over and you're all rustle-fussle.
Did you say something? I didn't hear you. What? 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 Did you say something?
I thought I was paying attention, and then all of a sudden I wasn't. Plus, I think you might have been mumbling.
Did you say something? Was I in the same room? Did you say something?
Thank you. I didn't hear you.
Ethan Lipton and his orchestra, I think you guys have invented a new style, a new genre here, lounge funk. The song is called Huh What? Eben Levy on guitar, Ian Riggs in the role of Bootsy Collins on the bass, and Vito Dieterle playing the saxophone, Ethan Lipton singing. Nice tambourine work at the beginning.
Thank you. It's always a highlight of the show, my two tambourine passes.
I got to tell you, you know, the whole mumbling thing is hilarious, but the best line in that song is, "Was I in the same room?" I don't know how many arguments I've gotten in where I find myself, "What is she talking about? Was I there when she said that?" I never say that out loud, though.
No. Only in song. I talked to my mom yesterday, and she got the album. She likes the album, by the way, guys. Mom approves. But she asked me if I was making fun of her on that song. I was like, "No, Mom, I think I'm making fun of anyone who's been in a relationship for over 5 years."
Yeah. Well, now, in the new album, Raw Milk, there isn't a central narrative. There isn't a single storyline that takes us through, as there was with No Place to Go. So was the intent this time to create a set of songs, of like little interior monologues, character studies, things like that?
Yeah, this album... you know, this is the fourth album we've made in a studio, and our first two albums were sort of all over the place by intention, because our songs are kind of all over the place. And then we did No Place to Go, which was this very kind of cohesive idea, and through line, and we wanted to, and then we played that show a lot and toured it a lot, and I think all of us wanted to try to bring a kind of cohesiveness to, you know, for lack of a better term, a regular album.
Yeah. And so what is the cohesive glue that holds all the disparate songs on this record together?
That's a great question.
Usually when someone says that, it's because they're marking time really fast while they try and think of an answer real quick.
Yeah. That's I don't think I can come up with an answer for as long as you give me. The truth is, I think these songs just felt like they belong together.
The changing New York is kind of at least a backdrop to some of these songs.
Yeah.
What about the album title Raw Milk? And there's a song called Oat Groats. I mean, are you kind of skewering the whole, you know, the artisanal pickle, you know, homemade, home-brewed beer kind of?
Yeah, I mean, skewering is as much as celebrating in some way, you know.
Okay.
It's like, I feel like in some way we're all a part of that thing.
You know, when I see titles like Raw Milk and Oat Groats, I wonder, does this guy pine for the days when Americans ate Velveeta cheese and Lipton onion soup mix?
No. I mean, I'm just kind of food obsessed, I guess. I mean, a lot of the stuff that I end up writing about is stuff that's fairly mundane, food is one of my deepest relationships, I guess. So it's something I think about a lot.
Now you're not from those Liptons, the onion soup, iced tea people.
Oh, that I were.
Yeah,
that would be a great different life. This one's pretty good.
I'm the same way. I'm sadly not at all related to the Schaefers of the Schaefer beer.
Right.
Our
family should get together and
figure
out what went wrong.
Yeah, right. Although, having said that, you know, when you think of how they used to advertise Schaefer beer, do you remember that jingle?
I don't.
Schaefer is the one beer to have when you're having more than one.
Schaefer is the one beer to have when you're having more than one. Can you imagine getting away? Can you imagine?
Setting up the standards, yeah.
When all you want is to get completely hammered, and it doesn't matter what it tastes like, we've got your beer.
I like that. It doesn't matter what it tastes like. Schaefer beer.
As long as you're having more than one. So I can't imagine that sort of thing flying. People would just freak out.
A different world.
It is a different world. What does the name Pruitt refer to? The title of this next song you're going to do for us.
So a couple years ago, my wife and I did a house swap, and we found these people on the internet in North Carolina. And so we connected with these people, and we decided we would go for it. It sounded perfect. We drove down to North Carolina with our two dogs, and we stayed in these people's house and ate off of their plates and fed their cat, and they stayed in our place. And after about 8 days, nothing bad had happened, mm-hmm. and nothing had gotten broken, and it ended up being one of the best vacations we had ever had. And that song is directions to those people's house.
All right. Well, you got the orchestra here. Let's put them to work. It's Ethan Lipton. The album is called Raw Milk, and Ethan Lipton and his orchestra are in monthly residence at Joe's Pub. Their next gig is Friday night, July 31st, then Friday night, August 14th, and then they'll switch to a Tuesday night in September, September 22nd. But they are here with us in the Soundcheck studio today. This song is called Pruitt.
How can you get to it? Well, you could amble down Pruitt. That's probably how I do it. If it were me. If you're staying on Heron, your best bet to get there on is to amble down Pruitt, West Asheville, NC. No one ever blew it from a walk along Pruitt, or if they did, they got through it. I guarantee, for they ended up on Heron, nary a care on, just a memory of Pruitt, West Asheville, NC. If you need to start your day good, better start it off on Haywood. If you're missing all the fun, well, hang a Louie there on Dunwell. You might run into the Buddha if you turn on to Saluda. That'll take you back to where on birds are singing there on Heron. That's how you get to it. You forget how to do it, just find your way back to Pruitt, and you will see. There's a porch with room to spare on. You can park your derriere on a little street called Heron, West Asheville, NC. Runs right into Pruitt, West Asheville, NC.
One, two, three, go!
New skills just hold me back. I got to run, 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 run. New skills just hold me back. I got to run, 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 run. I don't want new skills. No new skills.
Ethan Lipton and his orchestra live on Soundcheck. We heard Pruitt from the new album called Raw Milk. And then there are a series of these short little new skills songs.
Yes, multiple new skills.
On the record. And so how, I mean, isn't developing new skills, isn't that sort of what keeps you from kind of calcifying as you age?
And, yeah, it's supposed to be good for you.
Yeah, it's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to keep you young.
It just sounds terrible, though.
So have you not accumulated any new skills along the way?
You know, I have, despite myself, and always after a lengthy argument with myself. there are a couple of new skills on the album that we do, and whenever we do them, I always remember how difficult and begrudging I am anytime I've got to do something new.
Yeah. You know, psychologists, neurologists tell us that it's really hard for the brain, once we're like past our teens, to continue to accept new forms of music. You know, that's a skill as well.
Right.
You would have been a teenager at the height of the rock era. So where does all this kind of folk, country, jazz, great American songbook stuff come from?
You know, My dad and mom had a great music collection. You know, I was a teenager, I guess.
See, that's no teenager thinks their dad and mom have a great music collection.
What was I supposed to do? It was good. And then I was like a teenager in the 80s, and then my older brother also had a great, you know, slightly more argumentative music collection.
What?
Mike Watt. You know, you know, the Chili Peppers and like early Chili Peppers and sort of some of those West Coast bands.
Okay, so some of those
the Meat Puppets,
post-punk and hardcore stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
But my folks and I had this great collection of albums, really by troubadours. You know, the storytellers, Leonard Cohen and Randy Newman, and you know, all those guys, Dylan and all that. And so I think that all got somewhere encoded in me. And I always liked story. I think that always appealed to me in music.
Yeah. So now you're doing this residency at Joe's Pub. And aren't they the ones who originally commissioned No Place to Go?
They did, yeah.
So did they know you as a songwriter or as a playwright? Because, of course, Joe's Pub is part of the public theater.
Yeah. They knew me separately as a songwriter. And then I had a different relationship with the public as a playwright, and I was in their emerging playwrights group the first year that they had that. Those things had already always been separate for me. The band, we've been together for 10 years, and the playwriting, which I've been doing for 15 or 20 years. And Shanta, really, in Joe's Pub was the first time that somebody proposed that we combine the two, that I combine the two. And so I wrote a narrative with music that the band would do, and then that's something that we, you know, have done in a bunch of cities all over.
But aside from No Place to Go, you see the two as separate. It's like in Ghostbusters, don't cross the streams, that sort of thing?
Usually, don't cross the streams. Yeah, well, I take shelter in one from the other often, you know, just sort of personally. And they come from different parts of my brain, I feel like. You know, playwriting is a very willful, constructed, long gestation period, and songwriting is like, I usually write songs when I'm walking around, or you know, it's a much looser reception of ideas or something for me.
Well, I guess, you know, if you're writing a play, you need to know everything. You need to know how it begins, what happened before the play begins, how it ends, what's going to happen after that.
Sure.
With a song, you don't really need to know every... Some of my favorite songs are the songs where it's pretty clear that the person writing, singing it, doesn't know exactly what's happening.
Right. A song can hold that in a way that a play can't really, or is more difficult to do.
Well, we're speaking with Ethan Lipton, and he and his orchestra, his long-suffering quartet, are here with us in the studio.
Poor guys.
Bingo.
Bingo. You want to do...
is he still talking? I know we're great, but can't we just play already?
All right. This is another track from the latest album by Ethan Lipton and his orchestra. The record's called Raw Milk. the Joe's Pub monthly residency here in New York. Friday night, July 31st, Friday night, August 14th, Tuesday night, September 22nd, and they are playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio. This one's called Hooks. Here they are live on Soundcheck.
Could trip on a stone and fall down in the gutter, get picked up by a twister and thrown in the sea, and I'd swim back to shore and come straight to your door, dear, 'cause you got your hooks in me. I could get on a hot street and ride it to China, settle up on a war horse and fall fast asleep, and I'd wake up and walk home with a box of warm dumplings, 'cause you got your hooks in me. As a squirrel on a windowsill told me, it's hard to hang in there all day. And if I didn't have you to hold me, I'd just go slipping away. I could swallow a potion, get lost in the forest, be roughed up by a giant, left in a tree, and I'd call on a bluebird to sing me to you, love, 'cause you got your hooks in me. Told me the morning keeps bringing me down, and if I didn't have you hold me, I'd just be drifting around. I could build up a bookcase with the help of a woodsmith and fill it with all the books I'll ever read. But I don't need no writer to pull on my heartstrings, 'cause you got your hooks in me. You got your hooks in me.
That's Ethan Lipton and his orchestra back with us in the Soundcheck studio, and a live performance of the song Hooks, which is from Ethan's latest record called Raw Milk. You heard Eben Levy playing the guitar, Ian Riggs on the stand-up bass, Vito Dieterle playing the sax, and of course, Ethan Lipton singing. And the first time I heard that song, I thought, I've heard this before somewhere. I mean, the hook, not no pun intended, mm-hmm. The hook of that song sound so familiar. I mean, it could have come out of a Hank Williams tune or a George Jones tune, any of a number of country waltzes and stuff. When you write something like that, are you kind of, you know, drawing from that deep well of old American music?
Probably unconsciously, you know, on some level. One of the albums that I loved as a little kid and listened to a lot was Stardust by Willie Nelson, which is an album of standards that he did that Booker T produced, and it has it has something that I love deeply, which is like storytelling and kind of classic American music, and that got deeply embedded somewhere. So that's probably something that comes back in various songs.
So what's next for you? I mean, you know, obviously songs, but is there more playwriting down the road?
Yeah, working on multiple projects. I'm working on a new play now. We're developing this new piece for the band. You know, we just came out with Raw Milk, so we're trying to get the word out about that and playing these shows every month, which is great. I feel like it's a great muscle for us and a great time for us and hopefully for the audience.
Ethan Lipton and his orchestra. The album's out now, Raw Milk. Monthly residence at Joe's Pub, Friday night, July 31st, Friday night, August 14th, Tuesday night, September 22nd, all at Joe's Pub here in Manhattan. Ethan, great to have you and the boys back with us today. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much for having us. It was great.
Now don't hate the children for being selfish. Me, 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 me. Don't hate the needy for being loud. Me, 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 give me. Where's mine? It's our nature, no, our purpose to represent the thing we are. So don't hate me for loving your best friend.
If you like Soundcheck, consider subscribing to our podcast. It's easy. Just find us in the iTunes store and click on subscribe. We'll send you our latest interviews, in-studio performances, and more.
Warrior 3. Now don't hate the famous for being famous. That's what we want them to be. Don't hate the sad for being blue. We've all been there. Don't hate your family for knowing you so well. And don't hate me for loving your best friend. La-da-da-la-dee.